You are listening to the Daily Meditation Podcast, and in today's meditation, you're going to be guided in a meditation on gratitude, layering several different meditation techniques we've explored throughout this week. You'll also discover an herb to help you cultivate gratitude. And this is episode 434. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. This is Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself today. You are here, and I am so excited to share this week's meditation with you. This is a Friday, if you're listening to this in sequence. Now, you don't have to listen to the meditations in sequence, but every Friday, I call it Sip and Om Friday, where I layer the different meditation techniques we've explored throughout the week. I layer those into a complete meditation, and I also share an herb for you. And our theme this week is gratitude. And so every technique that I share with you during this meditation is a technique that you can use anytime to help you cultivate that powerful emotion of gratitude. So go ahead and get ready for your meditation. I'm going to guide you through releasing the different places in your body where you're likely to harbor tension. And then I'll guide you through the meditation. So we'll be doing this for about 10 or 15 minutes. And I'll also share an herb to help you cultivate gratitude. So go ahead and sit up nice and straight, whether you're seated in a chair or you're seated on the ground. It doesn't matter. Whatever you need to do to make yourself comfortable, that's going to be the best way for you to meditate. I encourage you to use pillows when you meditate. Pillows can become your best friend. If you've ever had that pins and needles feeling in your legs as you get up after you've been seated for about 10 minutes on the ground, you know what I'm talking about. So just pad a few pillows underneath your legs and ankles, and this will help take the pressure off of them as you meditate if you're seated on the floor. And I encourage you, whether you're seated in a chair or on the floor, to prop a pillow under your hips. This kind of rolls your hips forward, taking pressure off your back. When your body is comfortable, your mind can relax. That's why I spend every single meditation we do together going through a simple relaxation where you relax the different areas in your body where you're most likely to harbor tension. So we'll go ahead and start at the top of your head. Make sure your spine is straight. Close your eyes gently. And when your eyes are closed, lift them ever so slightly upward. This will help keep your mood lifted. So relax your face and your jaw. Relax your throat and your neck. Relax your shoulders and your chest. Relax your back. Relax your arms and your hands. Relax your stomach. And as you inhale and exhale, inhale deeply through your nose, allowing oxygen to flow throughout your entire system as you open up your diaphragm, as you inhale, carrying oxygen to all your cells, letting your stomach loosen up. You should feel your abdomen rise upward just a little bit as you inhale, and then feel it sink back downward as you exhale. This is going to give your body the oxygen it needs and craves. And I encourage you to breathe this way throughout your day. Let your stomach hang out. You look great, so you don't need to suck your stomach in. That creates anxiety in your body. Do you notice the difference as you breathe like that? Beautiful. Now relax your hips and your thighs and your knees and your calves. And relax your feet. Very nice. And notice how you feel. Just become present with how you're feeling right now in your body. You may want to shift around and release any additional tension. Continue inhaling and exhaling through your nose, becoming aware of your breath. Your breath reveals to you the kind of state you're in. So honor your state. If you're feeling agitated or depressed, or maybe joyful and excited, just notice how you're feeling, not drawing yourself into any kind of state or mood, just allowing yourself to be, knowing that your whole meditation is about transitioning you to a state of stillness. And every single time you sit down to meditate, is going to be a different experience. So allow yourself to just be who you are, not setting any kind of condition on yourself like, well, I'm just feeling too agitated today. I'm not going to meditate. This is a missed opportunity if you do that. Make sure that you honor the kind of mood you're in and just acknowledge it. You don't have to go deeply into that mood. Just notice this about yourself and know, have confidence in yourself that you're going to transition. As I record this meditation, I am in Arizona. I'm right near the Grand Canyon and I'm seated in a pine forest. I can smell the pine. It smells so beautiful. And every once in a while, somebody drives by on a motorcycle or some kind of outdoor vehicle that makes a lot of noise. So you may hear that in the background a little bit. Take note of where you're meditating. And let's guide you into gratitude. So gratitude is about appreciating your life without putting conditions on yourself, without comparing yourself to other people, without putting the expectation on yourself that you have to be a certain way before you can truly give yourself credit for something. Accept yourself exactly as you are right now. Allow yourself to experience all the emotions that we humans experience. It's okay to experience sadness or grief. It's okay to feel anger. Just because you meditate, you can still lose your temper. It's okay if you do that. Allow yourself to fully experience joy and happiness. Be grateful for every journey that you embark on, every emotion, every experience in your life. Embrace it. We'll begin the visualization, bringing to mind something you're very grateful about in your life. It could be yourself for doing what you're doing for yourself right now. And I hope it is yourself. Or it could be your health, your family, your loved ones, your job, your location, your home. Bring to mind this feeling of gratitude and feel yourself at your fourth chakra, right there at your heart. Feel yourself grow expansive. Doesn't that feel beautiful? Now the color is green. We did a chakra meditation yesterday with your fourth chakra. The color is green and it's right there at your heart. So as you visualize feeling yourself being grateful. Visualize yourself, visualize the expression on your face. When you're feeling deep gratitude, memorize this feeling. Attune yourself to it. This is yourself, your true inner nature. Now, I'd like you to visualize someone else, a loved one who's living or who's not physically living right now. Could visualize that person who you're grateful for and send your love and gratitude to that person, visualizing their face, their expression, their posture. And if this is difficult, it's okay. Allow yourself to experience all your emotions. This brings such depth and beauty to your life. Feel the gratitude for knowing this person, for having shared your life with this person, or for sharing your life with this person right now. Keeping your eyes gently lifted upward, your posture is straight, your shoulders, your jaw, your stomach are relaxed. Still keeping part of yourself to yourself, but giving your gratitude and love to this person. Now, as you're feeling this gratitude for your life and for others who you share it with, repeat the affirmation with me out loud, and then we'll repeat it silently. I am thankful for my life exactly as it is. Repeat this out loud. Your power in your voice reaches you at a different level of consciousness, so use it often. Let's repeat. I am thankful for my life exactly as it is. I am thankful for my life exactly as it is. Notice how you feel. Now let's repeat this affirmation silently to yourself and notice the difference. So mentally repeat. I am thankful for my life exactly as it is. Notice how you feel. This is you. This is your emotion, your experience as you align yourself and attune yourself to everything that lifts you up with gratitude. Memorize this experience and carry it with you throughout your day. Now, as you inhale a nice, even breath, taking in this gratitude completely. Nice and evenly inhale through your nose. Really feeling to your depths, to your core, this gratitude. And in the pause between the inhale and exhale, go deeper into that feeling. And then when it feels right, exhale, releasing fear and self-doubt. Through your nose, let it go. Again, inhale through your nose, your gratitude for your life, And for those who you share it with, send that out right there at your fourth chakra as you inhale through your nose. And when it feels right, exhale. Through your mouth, you can let go. Cleanse yourself of fear and self-doubt. Let it go. Nice and slow and even. So don't let your breath rush out just because you want to get rid of your fear and self-doubt. Just let it go nice and even. Doesn't that feel great? You are so brave for doing this for yourself. It takes a lot to cultivate gratitude and to accept it and to honor it, to know you're worth it. Now, if you'd like to do the mudra, you can clasp your hands at your chest, your heart chakra, and what you'll do is you'll hold your right palm facing your chest, and then your left palm will be facing away from your chest. And then you'll kind of clasp your fingers together, and your thumbs, the knuckles of your thumbs will be touching. And you don't have to do this mudra. You may need to see a photo, and I have a photo on the Facebook page at Sip and Om, and also on my website at sipandom.com, where the different meditations for this whole week are and the meditation techniques. This is the Ganesha Mudra. And as you hold this mudra, if you're doing it, if not, simply keep your hands rested gently on your lap. But if you want to do this mudra, pull your hands apart. Not actually pull them apart, but as you inhale, experience your gratitude. And then as you exhale, try to pull your hands apart, almost as if you're going to pull them apart, but don't actually do it. Just really pull your hands as they're clasped together. Your elbows are outward at your chest. Your hands are in front of your chest. You can release this grip. And then you can inhale, experience your full gratitude. And as you exhale, pull your hands as if you're trying to pull them apart. This creates a physiological response in your body that is connected to your consciousness to help you feel an expansive feeling, a powerful feeling, which will help you as you focus on gratitude. Mudras are very similar to yoga. And then you can relax your hands. This past Wednesday, I shared a mudra meditation with you. Now, as you're seated, I'm going to share nettle tea. Nettle tea is a beautiful tea to help you as you cultivate gratitude. You may recognize nettle as the stinging nettles that you stepped on if you ran across your yard in the summer, like I did. We would pull them as weeds and toss them out. And I think we even put fertilizer on them to kill them. Well, now we know nettles are a very powerful herb. And they're loaded in iron, magnesium, chromium, zinc, and vitamins A, C, D, E, K, and thiamine, which is B1 and B2. And these are very easy for our bodies to absorb when it comes from an herb such as nettle, much easier than trying to absorb a supplement. They can also help with seasonal allergies, but it is a natural diuretic, so you might not want to drink it before you go to bed at night because you could be up using the bathroom. I'll leave a link to my website where you can learn more about nettle tea, and I'll also include a recipe for you there. I have so enjoyed sharing this meditation with you. Continue seated meditating. Now you've done the techniques, go deeply into a state of stillness. And when your mind wanders, bring it back to a meditation technique to help refocus your mind. As always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.